Good morning. Today is January 24th, 2020. Day 13 of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer and fasting. Through these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture comes from John chapter 9 through chapter 10:10. These will be selected verses from that chapter. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud, and he said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. They brought him to the Pharisees, the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened the eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight, and he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "The man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such things?" The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciple?" They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" So they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Today's reflection. Jesus noticed a man who had been born blind since birth. He noticed the man's needs and he stopped. During Jesus' time, it was believed that one who had a physical disability, such as blindness, it was due to an unrighteousness before God. Jesus' disciples immediately asked who was to blame for this man's blindness, his parents or himself. Jesus' answers completely defied the current culture and turned the disciples' understanding of the world upside down. Jesus answered that it wasn't the man or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. Jesus insisted on healing this man, doing the work of God, even though it was the Sabbath and work was forbidden. Jesus looked at the man with compassion, noticed his need for healing, and then met his needs. He healed him from blindness. The Pharisees couldn't get beyond Jesus' healing on the Sabbath, breaking all the rules and preconceived notions, so he was a sinner. They couldn't see the Savior who healed and forgave the physically blind man on the Sabbath. It was all about how he did this, not the who he was. When we encounter Jesus, we can't say, "One thing I know, he changed me. I was blind and now I see." Jesus' touch on our lives brings us to tell the story. He changed me. What are we willing to tell our neighbors? What is your story? Let us pray. Father God, today I confess that I need your 2020 vision. I need to see you beyond my circumstances and to see clearly your heart for my community and world. Give me clear vision. Place in my heart the desire to obey your commands, just as the blind man followed them and washed his eyes. May I notice, as Jesus did, the people around me. And may I declare, one thing I know, he changed me. Oh, may the works of God be displayed to me and all those that I encounter. Amen. We hope that you have a blessings on your day today, and we hope that you have an amazing day, knowing that Christ is walking with you. And we at Christ the King pray that you can enter into a deeper relationship with Christ. Thank you.